When I left Skolmurra, we went into Skolkolmkilla, which was an all-Irish speaking school. And all the teachers, Tomás Olaveid and Seamus O'Shea, they were all, most of them from Kerry. And even the principal, Mircea Cahan, he was from Kerry also. But he was a man given to certain whims. And I certainly never took to him, because I remember one holiday we were going, our summer holidays, we were leaving. And we were learning a big catechism, which was a very thick book. And it wasn't the penny catechism that you would have normally. But this was an Irish book, and it was there was far more in it than there would be in the penny catechism. So we got a direction from Caner, as we called him, to learn the catechism off by heart before we came back from our holidays. Now imagine anybody being asked to learn a whole catechism during the summer holidays, and then when you come back to school to have it all learned off by heart, which I can assure you didn't happen in our case. Because when we came back from school, the first boy I met going in the gates of Marlborough Street School, I asked him, did you learn the catechism? Because I can assure you, I hadn't learned the catechism. He says, no. And then I caught up with another few boys and I said, did any of you guys learn your catechism? And they said, no, they didn't. That the mother says, you're on your holidays, and that was it. Which I thought was a reasonable approach to the situation as far as we were concerned. So when catechism time came around that day in school at 12:30, the teacher took out the big Irish catechism and he picked on every one of us one by one, and none of us knew the answers. And then he got a little bit annoyed. And then there was only one boy in the whole class of about 30 who had learned the catechism. And with that, he ordered the whole class, except the boy that knew the catechism, down to Shorman the Gothie. It was a room for all the coats that you left there when you were going to school, going into school. And he brought three canes with him. And every boy got three slaps of the cane, three on each hand. So we got six slaps because of the fact that we hadn't learned our catechism. And that brought a little repercussions, I can tell you, from the families, some of the mothers and fathers of the boys, who went home with big wheels on their hands. And it was a very, it was an awful exhibition by the same caner because of one whim that he thought everybody should have learned the catechism. But I do remember a mother of one boy came in and told Caner that she was going over to the Department of Education, which was really at the school gate as you come into Marlborough Street, to make this complaint. So he brought her out to another room and they sat there talking and talking, and obviously talked her into from taking action against him for what he had imposed on the boys in the school. But it was a dreadful morning, and certainly a day that I will never forget.